Leo Frank jurors to hold meeting to discuss case. The Atlanta Constitution, Sunday 23rd May 1915, page 1, column 2. Will hold conference before they decide whether to ask prison commission to commute the sentence. Howard will conduct hearing for prisoner. If case comes before me, I shall consider it from Georgia basis, declares Governor-elect Harris. There were three important developments yesterday in the case of Leo M. Frank, whose petition for a commutation of sentence from death to life imprisonment will be heard by the Prison Commission, beginning May 31st. First, it was learned that an effort will soon be made to hold a conference of the jurors in the case, to learn how they stand on the proposition to petition the prison board to commute the sentence. Second, announcement came from Augusta that former Congressman William Howard has been selected by Frank's friends to represent his case before the board, and later before the governor. Third, Governor-elect Nat Harris gave out a statement in Macon Saturday, in which he said that if the case came before him, he would consider it from a Georgia basis, and act with the best interests of Georgia, and not the outside world, at heart. Jurors confer. An attempt has already been made to band the Frank jurors together to determine the sentiment of the body, and to ascertain whether or not it would be advisable to present a petition to the prison board pleading for mercy in Frank's behalf. This meeting was planned for last Sunday, when Fred Winburn, foreman of the jury, asked the members to meet at his home Saturday afternoon for the purpose of discussing the Frank case. Only three jurors besides the foreman, however, put in their appearance. They were J.T. Osborne, Fred Smith, and T.J. Jeffries. They waited at the home of Mr. Winburn for an hour or more, during which, they state, but little was said of the Frank case, except that each juror had been approached in regard to aiding the appeal for commutation, and that it was deemed advisable to hold a conference first. When it was seen that no others of the jury would appear, Foreman Winburn informed the three jurors that he would make a second attempt to hold a conference, and that he would call another meeting upon his return to Atlanta, since he had to leave the city on a business trip. Stand of Harris, Macon, Georgia, May 22nd. Governor-elect Nat E. Harris today, after going through a pile of letters from more sympathizers in various parts of the country of Leo M. Frank, condemned to die next month for the murder of Mary Fagan, factory girl, made his statement. You can just say for Nat Harris that if the matter of dealing executive clemency to the condemned man is to be considered by him, that the entire outside world will not be taken into consideration one bit. It is entirely a Georgia matter, and if I am to consider the case, I shall consider it altogether from a Georgia basis, with the interests of Georgia, and the interests of Georgia persons at heart. This statement followed receipt of letters from various states. As many as 1,000 persons, Mr. Harris estimated, have written him imploring him that in the event the matter comes before him to commute Frank's sentence. Howard will present case. Augusta, Georgia, May 22nd. Special. The final effort to save the life of Leo M. Frank is in the hands of William M. Howard, of Augusta, former congressman, who has been selected by friends of Frank to present the case to the State Prison Commission. Mr. Howard will also argue the case before Governor Slayton when the final hearing comes on, asking for Frank's commutation of sentence to life imprisonment. The hearing on the application for clemency takes place before the Prison Commission on May 31st, and it is understood whatever the outcome there, the case will go immediately before the governor for final action.